Hello and good evening, worthy friends. It's Kate here with another audio boo. It's been a while and I didn't know what to boo about, so I kind of put the question out there. And my buddy Ken asked me, why am I such a huge fan of New York's worst baseball team? And by worst baseball team, I do believe he meant the New York Mets. I'm gonna assume that. I came up with three reasons when I was driving home in the car, and they are basically nature, nurture, and location. So, nature. My entire family are Mets fans, with very few exceptions, even on both sides of my family, actually. And, like, huge Mets fans. And, yeah, you know, it's I feel like it's a genetic thing in the Heege family that, you know, you are born a Heege, you are born with... Stop. My phone just buzzed, I apologize. So you're born a Heege, you're born, you know, into this family, and you're just a born Mets fan. And if you're not a born Mets fan, and I know there are a couple of us who aren't, you're just sort of the black sheep. I apologize. It's terrible for me to say, but, you know, we kind of look at you a little differently and feel sorry for you sometimes. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's genetic. But my other reasoning behind it is nurture. My dad, again, was a huge Mets fan, born in Queens, although I think by then they weren't actually the Mets, they were probably like the Giants or something. I don't know how that worked. Anyway, I'm babbling. I'm not even drunk and I'm babbling. So he was a huge Mets fan, and we would come home Sundays after church and watch the, you know, 110 game on Channel 9 together, and it was like our father-daughter time, and we just kind of hung out and watched the game. That's how I learned about baseball. That's just sort of, I guess, the nurture part. You just sort of grew up doing it, and it becomes a part of you. My third reason is location. It's a kind of a theory of mine. I don't know if it's actually true, but I kind of feel like there's a bit of a divide between, like, Queens and Long Island and, like, Brooklyn and the rest of sort of lower New York State. I think people who lived in Queens and out further on the island are more Mets fans than people who live further into the city. And, which would kind of make sense because my dad, again, was born in Queens. He was born in Jamaica, man. Anyway, that was terrible. Ignore that. So, yeah. So, that, I think location also has something to do with it. And also there's the whole underdog thing. If you're going to be a Yankees fan, you're just going to be a Yankees fan. You know, they win all the time. You're going to expect it. But with the Mets, you don't expect them to win. So when they do start playing, it's awesome. It's amazing. And even the other day when I went to the game, you know, we were down 7-0. Bottom of the ninth, the bats blew up and we got three runs. And we were so excited, screaming, and it was just so much fun, you know. So there you go. That's the fourth bonus reason. Before I go, I have to say coffee. For Bobski. I don't have a really good New York accent, so that was probably really bad. I do apologize, but, you know, coffee, New York, Long Island. Oh my god, that's horrible. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is kind of a long one. I'm rushing because I only have about a minute left and I don't want to go on too long. So, peace out. And if you have any other questions, maybe I'll just boo and answer. It sounds like fun, right? Ciao!